Heya, heya, heya. It's the Bitter M podcast with me, Tom Denny.
And me, Todd Jordan.
And you know what episode it is?
69, dudes!
Yeah, we've been doing this shit for 69 episodes.
That's fucking bonkers!
And you know what else is bonkers, buddy? The trailer for Seed of Chucky, the next film we are here to talk about.
Yes, we are 5 movies deep in this fucking crazy ass franchise, bro.
Yeah.
Seed of Chucky from 2004. They've let 6 years pass since Bride of Chucky. I mean, because that is a tough act to follow, right?
Yeah, undoubtedly. And there's some things in this trailer.
Yeah, the trailer starts super generic and then it gives you all of the fucking weird shit right at the end. So it starts with like, for 20 years he's been terrorizing everybody. His victims are numerous.
Numerous. My God.
What a terrifying line.
You've got this POV shot of like someone going up some stairs. And then it's like, oh, it's quite short. And then this guy in a bathrobe kind of walks up and goes, oh, Petunia, I told you not to leave your toys out on the landing. And then, boom, we've got Chucky doing a Jack Nicholson from The Shining, chopping through a door, but he doesn't say, here's Chucky. He just goes,
yeah. And then the narrator guy is like, now they've got to put their soul into a human baby. And there's only one person to do it with. And then they cut to Jennifer Tilly, the actress who provides the voice of Tiffany, playing herself on a movie set. And she's like, you know, I could have played Erin Brockovich. And they're making a Chucky movie called Chucky Goes Psycho.
Oh, fuck. It's totally going Wes's New Nightmare.
Yeah, it's Wes's New Chucky.
Fuck, yeah. So, like, Jennifer Tilly is back as Tiffany, but also as herself.
We get double Jennifer Tilly. I couldn't be happier.
Yeah, and it just goes like, so it just goes like, starring Academy Award nominated actress Jennifer Tilly, MTV Music Film Award nominee Chucky. Because Chucky is now, it's not Brad Dourif. Chucky is just the thing in his own right.
Which is so weird because, like, as if Brad Dourif hasn't won some awards. Dude was in fucking One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, dude's a real hardworking actor.
Yeah.
But they're like, no, fuck that guy. It's just the character. And to be fair, like, fair play to Brad Dourif for, like, putting up with this character overshadowing him.
I think he knows what side his bread's buttered on. So it's gone that. And then he goes, and Redman. So, like, Redman, the rapper who did a lot of collaboration with Method Man from Wu-Tang Clan.
Okay.
And also was, I think, like, him and Method Man did, like, some movies together. He's just in it in this. You just get, like, a really good close-up shot of him being like, whoa!
And then we also get John Waters pops up for like a weird little end tag. I don't know how much he's going to be in this film. He pops up with a camera like a paparazzi guy, takes a photo and goes, I love the little people. I love John Waters. I wrote my dissertation about John Waters.
Well, we'll dig into that a bit later. I'm not sure. I feel like I might have seen Katherine Heigl in it, but she wasn't in it enough for me to be sure. So the question that I have from this is, it seems like Chucky and Tiffany are trying to have a baby, but to have a baby, they need to impregnate. They can't, like, Tiffany can't have the baby. They need to put the baby in Jennifer Tilly. Now,
hang on.
Yeah, but she had a baby at the end of the last one.
We saw.
Yeah, exactly. But then they don't have the baby. Like, there's this bit where, like, Tiffany's talking to Chucky about Planned Parenthood and timing is everything.
Yeah, and looks like maybe a gag about him having to wank into a cup.
Yeah, yeah. Or, like, a bit where Jennifer Tilly is trussed up on a bed and Chucky's there and, like, Tiffany's like, what the fuck is all this? And he's, you know, like there's something going...
She came on to me!
Yeah, exactly. So it makes me think, well, what happened to the baby at the end of the last one?
Is this
going to
get, like, super dark? Like, I mean, it's already quite dark.
Oh, God. Oh, God. Well, let's hope that we're not going where we are both thinking that that might be going.
No. This movie looks far too fun for anything like that. Maybe social services just get involved, you know, as if
maybe.
Not dark as
I mean,
well.
I'm...
Ooh, we're in a bit of a hole here, Tom.
I do not want to cast any aspersions on them and their parenting, but they seem like they would be bad. They're bad people, right?
I mean, they are rotters, Tom.
They are dirty stinkers.
So look, buddy, there's nothing more to it than for us to dive in and just find out what the fuck is going on. What the fuck is going on? But before we do, Tom, we're going to have to play that game.
Ooh!
That Cedar Chucky IMDb guessing game.
Yes.
So just to clarify, the greatest movie ever, Bride of Chucky, on IMDb got a whopping 8 million points out of 10. Oh, no way. Actually, that's not... There's obviously some error because it says it got a 5.4.
Oh, those goddamn bean counters.
You maniacs! You blew it up! I actually haven't seen Plans of the Apes, but I understand that's a line about being disappointed with some maniacs that have blown something up.
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
Okay, so sadly, it seems to have that Bride of Chucky only got a 5.4. 6 years have passed. What's Red Man's Best got to give us?
Well, I do not want to cast any aspersions on the work of Mr. Mann, but. I feel that like you had that reboot with the last one that kind of up the IMDb ante. But as we know with horror films, generally the only IMDb way to go is down. I mean, I hope it's going to be great. I hope Tiffany's going to bring it home for us. But maybe we'll just like edge it down a little bit to a 5, I think, where we were with part 3.
Mate, you are painfully close.
Fuck.
It is not a 5 on the nose. It is a 4.9.
My God!
One of these days, Tom. One of these days.
I mean, that's still respectable. But I believe you yourself said once you go past a 5, there's no coming back.
I don't think there's coming back from a 5. But I'm okay with that at this point. We are well into the final stages of this franchise. I mean, after this one, Tom, we've only got one more movie and then and that's the bitter end. Until
the
in October of this year when Cult of Chucky comes.
That might change everything.
You never know.
Well, we'll worry about that another day. Should we worry about this right now?
Baby. It's got baby in it.
Get it. I get it.
You know how in the Eminem song, 8 Mile?
Yeah.
He's like hyping himself up and he's like, it's all been leading up to this moment.
Yep.
That's me now. My whole life has been building up towards talking to you now about fucking Seed of Chucky. The most insane film I've ever seen.
I mean, I was watching this and I was thinking, fuck me, it is fitting that this is the one with John Waters in it, because this is gonzo, batshit, crazy trash, and I mean that in the best way. Fuck about.
Fuck a duck.
It's insane.
So I'm going to go straight up and say it's my favourite one of the Chucky films so far.
Yeah, I just...
Better than the original, better than Bride.
Yeah, and I really liked a lot of these films. But I don't even know if I would say, like, oh yeah, this film is it better? I don't know. It's just nuts. And it's so nuts that you cannot look away from it. This film is grabbing you by the ears and screaming in your face. And you're trying to look away. And the film is going, nah, now you look at me.
It's like in the Aphex Twin Come to Daddy video. There's that monster that screams in the old lady's face for like 1,000 hours.
Yeah.
It's that. I'm going further, Tom.
Okay.
I'm going further.
Mm.
This is not just my favourite Child's Play film.
Yes.
This is my favourite film that we've ever done for the podcast.
I don't know if it... Is it my favourite film? It's very special. I was thinking very much along the same lines. I have not seen a film like this in some time, if ever.
This film surpasses The Howling for just awesome set pieces that I just really love.
Okay.
I think this is better than that. This film surpasses Highlander 2 The Quickening for just insanity.
Yep.
It surpasses any of the Friday the 13th for the kill game.
Mm. I mean, I love a bit of nonsense, and this is pure fucking nonsense, but it just in such a good... Listen, people, we're just wanking on here. If you've not seen this film, go and have a look at this film, and we're going to have a bit of a chat about it now.
If you can, wipe your eyes all over Seed of Chucky.
Yeah.
And then let's get on. Because on the subject of wanking on,
yes,
the opening of this film... So I was making notes. It's worth noting, actually, that, you know, every one of these films, I've got my little Moleskine notebook and I write my notes, and it's normally just like keeping track of the kills. This is the most pages of my notebook that I've ever filled. 9 pages all
That's
about
a lot.
This film. I worked it out. That is a full page of my notebook for every 14 minutes of the film.
This is under 90 minutes long, this film,
yeah.
Isn't it?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
God.
That's dope. And the opening of this film, my note says... Oh, the screen's full of melty marshmallows.
Those aren't marshmallows, buddy.
And then the second note is, oh no, it's spunk.
Yeah, the opening credits of this film has some really awesome horror movie music.
I'm glad you brought that up, Tom, because the music is really good, and it's composed by a fellow, an Italian man called Pino Donaggio. Do you know who Pino Donaggio is?
I do not.
Other than being a really sick composer, he's composed the original score for a film we covered before.
Oh, yeah?
The Howling.
Oh, everything always links up, doesn't it?
It bloody does.
So we got his awesome score with CGI sperm flying down dem tubes and fertilizing that egg.
Yeah, and then we see it's like the start of Look Who's Talking. There's the little kind of CGI fetus, and then its wrist kind of moves around, and on the wrist it says, Made in Japan.
And I was like, wow, it's not even out of the opening credits, and I already have to take umbrage with something in this film.
Because if this is the Seed of Chucky...
100%
He's not made in Japan. He's made in New Jersey. No, wait, Chicago.
That's something else they say later. Yeah. Okay. But it says he's made in Japan. It's like, what? But no. And I just thought, A, it's wrong. But if it had said made in the USA, what a fucking ballsy statement for this slasher film to be. Just to be like, yeah. This, Chucky is, the American dream. He's, this fucking belligerent douchebag who doesn't give a fuck, who will not die.
And that's kind of his jam. So there's already another really interesting thing for me during this opening sequence, before we even get out of the fucking womb, buddy.
Yeah.
So we get the credit on screen introducing... Billy Boyd as Glenn. Now, at this stage, we don't know who Glenn is. We can maybe guess. Mm. Do you know who Billy Boyd is?
Who's Billy Boyd?
Billy Boyd is the young bad lad who played Pippin in the Lord of the Rings movies.
Is it?
Yeah.
What about breakfast?
We've already had it.
We've had one, yes. What about second breakfast?
Fucking hell.
And his voice all the way throughout this movie, he's doing Pippin.
I didn't clock that.
Oh, I'm a big Lord of the Rings fan, and it was all I could think of.
Okay, right. Well, eventually we get out of the womb, and we end up with a doll being taken out of a box by
a little girl, and we're seeing the doll's eye view. It's
perspective,
so we don't see the doll,
and it's being taken out by this British little girl and the British family. And they're doing amazing British accents, which is very Spinal Tap kind of, oh, hello there, Governor. Oh, Daddy, this doll is really ugly. And then the dad's there having a look going like, oh, bloody hell, darling, that doll is really ugly. And I was just like, is the dad eating a plate of raw meat?
Yes, he's eating a plate of raw meat with a fork.
I'm so glad that you noticed
that.
Yeah,
I wrote it down.
What is this dude doing? He's just eating is that a carpaccio or something like that? No, he's just eating slices of raw meat. Moving on. Back to the POV of this doll's eye view. Darkness has descended in the house. We hear a shower going in the background, and the doll goes and finds a red velvet cake and a big fucking knife, and he's going, and then scurries off, finds the stairs, up it goes.
This is all in one shot. It's like the opening of Touch of Evil.
Yeah, and then we've got the dad. He's finished eating all of his steak, and he's like, "Oh, darling, why have you left your ugly doll on the veranda? Not on the veranda, on the fucking stairs." And he picks it up. He's like, "God, this is a really ugly doll."
Stabs right in the chest. He falls backwards off the balcony. The doll is still on him. This all happens in one shot. Like, he picks up the doll. He gets stabbed in the chest. They fall backwards. He is dead. He's bleeding everywhere. And then the doll, like, does this, like, terrifying hoarse laughter. Like...
Scurries back up the stairs.
All in one shot.
All in one shot. And then we go to the bathroom, and you've got the mum in the bathroom. She's in the shower, and she's like, "Was that you? What was that noise?" And then it's sneaking up. And it's all, like, getting very...
psycho,
very
right?
Very psycho. And I was looking, like, you can see the woman through the semi-transparent shower curtain. I'm 100% sure she's wearing blue pants during the whole thing. I was just kind of like... Come on. I mean, I'm not expecting her. She doesn't have to be completely naked in the shower. You don't have to do that. But, like, just put her in flesh-coloured pants.
But then there is a load of really gratuitous nudity stabbed to death.
Well, no, she doesn't even... Well, yes, she gets stabbed and then she falls out of the shower and clonks her head and dies from... cracking her skull out.
She's all tangled up in the shower curtain.
For me, this is 7 o'clock in the morning on the commuter train to London. It is the first experience of doing this kind of like watch on the train where I have felt awkward because I'm like, oh, I'm watching something really early and it's like this creepy POV film of like, you know, spying on a lady with her boobies out. And I was just kind of like, oh, I hope this doesn't last very long. It doesn't. She's dead. Scurrying on some more. Still the same shot. Is it? Oh no, maybe the shot breaks.
It is the same shot, but we get this weird bit where we suddenly catch a glimpse in the mirror of like who it is that we are, whose eyes we're seeing through. It's like a single quick flash and we can see it's not Chucky. It is a small little doll.
It's not Tiffany.
It's not Chucky. It's something new. Something new.
But just a snip.
Yeah, and then the who we are is obviously freaked out by the reflection. It's like, no, I don't want to see. And they spin around and stab another doll in the face. Like, fuck you, doll. I hate dolls. And then the little girl, Claudia, is there. And she's like, what have you done? You've killed my mummy and daddy. And then the POV shot looks down and we see that we, the doll, are pissing our pants. And there's a pool of piss everywhere. And then the little girl starts going,
you're pissing your pants! You're pissing your pants! You're pissing your pants!
The doll wakes up. It was all a dream. And the doll is pissing his pants. We are introduced to the seed of Chucky, who is being held in a cage by another comically British-accented guy who is an evil ventriloquist. We're getting some serious fucking Pinocchio vibes going on here.
There is no time to stop and fucking think about any of the just amazing intro that we've just
had.
Oh
my God, yeah. Yeah, because then you're suddenly like, who is this character? This is the most fucked up doll. Like, the seed of Chucky is, it's haunting. Got these sharp teeth. It got this really, like, gaunt, weird face.
Yeah, ginger hair, like Chucky, like his dad. And
a thin nose like Tiffany.
Thin nose like Tiffany, and is voiced by Billy Boyd, a.k.a. Pippin from Lord of the Rings. And all through this, just think of Pippin's, like, voice.
Oh, hello.
Oh, hello. Oh, my goodness me. Oh, no. That's the voice.
I don't know much about myself. I know I'm an orphan. I know I'm a freak.
And why is Chucky's son British, would you ask? Well, it's because we are in Glastonbury, England.
At the Ventriloquist Championships of the World?
Yeah, and Chucky's seed is part of a ventriloquism double act called Sykes and Shitface.
So the seed of Chucky is called Shitface.
That's his stage name.
And we get the evil ventriloquist who's like, yeah, hello everybody. Yeah, look at my fucking doll. I found him in a cemetery in the United States of America. And then you're kind of like, okay, well that explains that
in the end of the last movie. Yeah. Cool, I'm so pleased because I didn't expect them to even cover this.
And it's gone very quickly, guys. Look at him. He's a little bastard, isn't he? And then he's like, oh, I just wanted to make a friend. And there's this, like, leering crowd of drunken people at Glastonbury all just being like,
look at his ugly little face.
And it's like, what a fucking weird show to go and watch. And then, like, Sykes takes shitface back to his little cage and is like, hey, mate, that was a fucking shit show, wasn't it? And he's like, oh, I'm ever so sorry.
Yeah, and we get this weird little bit of backstory where we... fucking shitface, aka Glenn, aka Pippin, starts to do like a bit of voiceover. And it's like, all I ever wanted was a family. That's all I ever wanted. I don't know why my nightmares are full of blood and guts. All I want is to settle down with my mum and dad, but I'm an orphan. All I know about them is I've got this birthmark on my wrist that says Made in Japan. It's probably not canonical, but I suppose we'll have to consider that. Sometimes I sit and wonder about where my mum and dad are.
Yeah, it's like transition.
Oh, yeah, it's like, oh, I wonder if they're like, you know, like samurais living in Japan.
Yeah, yeah, or like servants to the emperor.
Yeah, it's like, oh, I don't know. I'm sorry, Glenn, we're going to go to Wolf's Corner about this.
Yeah. Also, it's 2004, man. Yeah. Your parents probably don't serve an emperor.
Yeah, but he's also like this kind of like orphan doll that's basically a child slave living in a cage.
Okay, yeah, he's not had that much education. I suppose we shouldn't really bully him. It's amazing he can talk.
Yeah, it's like, so, where do you think the mum and dad are? And then we cut to Christmas in the United States of America. Where we've got Father Christmas, not Father Christmas, dude dressed like Father Christmas. He's walking through a graveyard. He's on the phone. He's like, hey, baby, I'm coming to see you. I'm coming to see you. It's like, on the phone, he's like, hey, you're breaking up. You're breaking up with me. Well, shit. And he suddenly turns around like this knife had come out of his sack of toys, and then all the toys had spilt over all through the snow. And he's like, oh, what's going on here? Everyone's got weird English accents in this film. And it's Chucky.
It's Chucky's fallen out of his sack. And then he's like, what's all this about? And then Tiffany comes up behind him, strangles him with a slinky.
Bang it.
And then Chucky in the front slits his throat with a big fuck off knife. And then he's lying there bleeding. And Chucky's like, killing Santa Claus on Christmas Eve. Stabs him in the chest. Something like that will really fuck with your mind. Stabs him. 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 Fuck with your mind.
With your mind. Fuck. With your mind! Fuck! With your mind! Fuck! With your mind!
He's stuck on a loop. Cut! Turns out we're on a film set, and like the special effects dude is coming out being like, Chucky's stuck in a loop again, and he's still stabbing Santa in the chest, going, fucks with your mind!
And the guy
fucks with your mind!
And the guy who's Santa's like, oh, this is bloody unbelievable. This is unprofessional. I'm out of here. And it's like, fucking hell. This film just does not let up. We're probably only about 10 minutes in.
Not even that. I checked at this point. 7 minutes.
Woo, doggy.
Woo, doggy indeed. And this is where things start to get super duper meta. So we are on the set of a movie being made about Chucky and Tiffany. It's in the world of the film. Chucky and Tiffany are real, but they are dead. Things really happened. They're making a film about it called Chucky Goes Psycho. And the dolls on this set, they're not the real Chucky and Tiffany. They're props.
Yeah, and Chucky and Tiffany have become like an urban legend. It's not confirmed that they really killed people, but people now know about them.
They absolutely do. And then we get to see
the star of the film within the film,
Jennifer Tilly. She fucking rules. Jennifer Tilly is the best. She's the absolute best.
Yeah.
So we get this amazing bit where she's just playing this super cool version of herself. So the first time we see her, she's like hiding backstage. She's eating some chocolate and she's doing it like secretively. And then like her assistant comes in and is like, oh, I've got your Slim Fast. And she's like, what? I wasn't eating chocolate. What? What? No problem. And then she's doing an interview and she's just like... this really, really amazing, like, kind of down-at-heel, like, couldn't-give-a-fuck version of herself, where she's like, yeah, I'm doing this movie about, like, a murderous doll. I'm not that happy about it, to be honest. I could have been Erin Brockovich, but, like, fucking Julia Roberts, that bitch steals all of my roles. There's a lot of throwing shade at Julia Roberts. And then she goes, and look at me now. I'm an Oscar nominee, and now I'm fucking a puppet.
It's amazing. Like, this made me just... I loved Jennifer Tilly already, but this has been, like... she's obviously got a very good sense of humor about herself, because she's just like completely ripping the piss out of herself. It's great. And she's like, man, I need to get a new gig. This gig sucks. And so she's talking to her assistant,
Joan,
and she wants to set up a meeting with this hot new director slash rapper, Redman, playing himself, who is going to direct his own biblical epic about the Virgin Mary. And Jennifer Tilly wants to play the Virgin Mary.
Tom, do you know in the script who the Redman role was written for?
Who was it written for?
Quentin Tarantino.
Fucking hell.
Can you imagine? Now, don't get me wrong. Redman is actually really good in this. He's really funny.
Yeah.
Again, does a really good job of kind of sending himself up and like ripping the piss out of himself. No disrespect to Mr. Man.
No.
Love it. But I so badly want to see the version of this with Quentin Tarantino playing himself.
Fucking hell, that would be insanity. More insanity than it already is. So, we'll leave it there. With that bombshell about, you know, Mr. Man doing his biblical epic.
Because we're going back over the pond and Shitface, a.k.a. Glenn, a.k.a. Pippin, is watching TV in his cage and he's watching Access Hollywood on his little TV. And he sees this sort of behind-the-scenes documentary about the making of Chucky Goes Psycho. And the Chucky doll, they have it sort of wave goodbye and go, fuck you very much. And then he sees the Made in Japan birthmark on his wrist and is like, that's obviously my
It's my mum and dad.
Yeah, it's my mum and dad. And so then he manages to escape from his cage by having a rat bite the finger off of Sykes, his ventriloquist.
Yeah, and he does a runner and then he gets to America by map.
Yeah.
Basically, they have a shot of a plane just in the sky and then they do the Indiana Jones thing of like the map with a line going,
da, 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 da.
He's just in America, folks. Just fucking get over it. He's got the same magic power that Chucky has of being able to package and mail himself from within a box.
I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, right.
He turns up in LA. Jennifer Tilly has managed to meet with Redman and they are rehearsing her role of the Virgin Mary. And the scene that they're rehearsing is her as the Virgin Mary telling Joseph that she's pregnant, even though they have never slept together. This seems pretty funny for both of them.
Yeah.
I think it's pretty good.
I think it's fun.
And Redman turns out he doesn't want to give her the role. He wants to give it to, Julia Roberts.
Oh, Jennifer Tilly's not going to stand for that.
No. So she's basically just pretty much says, what about if I fuck you? Give me the role then.
Do you want to come around mine later? And
and you know who Redman would rather fuck than Julia Roberts? Jennifer Tilly.
Right.
So it's on. It's on.
Oh, it is fucking on.
He does this really amazing delivery on this line where the line is, I didn't know you was that passionate about the role. But he says it like, I didn't know you was that passionate about the Raoul.
Love your work, Mr. Man.
Yeah, it's so good.
Yeah. And then Glenn has managed to get himself posted to the special effects department at the studio. He pops out of his box and he's like, oh, hello, Governor. Because there's all these like giant like werewolves and Frankenstein's monsters. Like there's all this super cool horror effects stuff everywhere. And he's like, oh, this is all a bit funny, isn't it? Ew, what's that over there? Oh, it's only me mum and dad. And so it's Chucky and
Tiffany.
Tiffany.
As if you could forget Tiffany.
I just keep on wanting to say Jennifer Tilly.
Right, okay. Yeah, in my notes, I've got like Tiffy and Tilly, all the way through.
Anyway, they're under this tarpaulin, and he's like, oh, hello, mum and dad. It's me. I'm your child.
Well, he actually starts speaking to them in Japanese because of the Made in Japan birthmark.
Yes.
He thinks they're Japanese. So he's like, arigato.
And then he's like, oh, look, I've even got the medallion that you left for me when I was a baby. He's only got the fucking heart of Dembala. We got that bullshit again.
Yes, no, but this is great because, oh my God, this, what they do with it in the plot is just so banging.
The heart of Dembala is basically now just a very easy instruction manual. Like, on the back of the heart of Dembala just says, whatever the chant is and awake. And he's like, oh, maybe I'll just read this.
Yes. So he reads it out. And then this is what I think is really clever, because the Chucky and Tiffany that he's looking at, they're props. They're props on the movie Chucky Goes Psycho.
Yeah.
He reads the Damballa amulet out loud, and then the souls of Tiffany Valentine and Charles Lee Ray transfer into these new bodies, and they're like, we're back, baby! We are back! And they meet Glenn.
Yeah, they meet their child.
They meet their child. And Tiffany is like very cool about it, very nice. You know, you seem like a nice boy. And Chucky's like, who's this ugly dickhead?
Yeah, right. Like, God, could you imagine the parents? So Chucky, I mean, obviously Chucky was a bad guy in the first three films, but it's really until you see him in relationships with people that he's like supposed to care about or things like that, you realize, fucking hell, he's a fucking monster. Even if he wasn't killing people, this guy is just wrong.
He's a proper Johnny Wrong-un.
He is.
And they work out, you know, who Glenn is, that he's their son. Glenn asks Chucky, oh yeah, and then something's wrong with Tiffany, because the special effects supervisor comes in to like perform some corrections on her, and Glenn is like, is mummy ill? And Chucky goes, well, the courts thought so.
Hey,
that's a great line.
Yeah.
That's a great line. And the special effects guy is unscrewing this back plate on the Tiffany doll to, you know, do some minor corrections. And we keep getting these like cutaways to like her face, and she's like horrified. It's like she's having surgery without anesthetic. You know, it's horrible.
Yeah.
And the dude pulls away this back plate, and then there's all her like miniature internal organs in there. Like,
she's just full of gore, basically.
Yeah, blood and gore. And this dude is like, ugh, that's horrible.
Her head spins round.
Yeah, and then Chucky comes out with chicken wire, with a lasso, wraps it around the dude's neck, pulls it tight, severs his head. His head flies into the air, blood pumps out. Fucking coolest kill ever! At which point I genuinely have to pause the film, make this noise. Ah! Take a big breath and then text my good pal Tomedy Denany and just go, this film, I am dying.
And I got you. I knew what you were talking about.
Now, was this point in the film, was this still part of your morning commute, or were you on the way home at this point?
I feel like I was, this was just about time I turned off the film. Like, I watched this, like, first thing in the morning, and I was just like, fucking hell. This has been quite a half hour. Because I don't want, you know, half an hour in the morning, hour later on the ride back.
I think that's the sensible ratio.
And fuck me, that is a peppy way to start your day, I have to say.
Because what happens immediately after the kill is Chucky and Tiffany are like, oh, I love you, Sugar Plum.
Yeah.
And they have a big kiss. And then we cut to Glenn pissing his pants again while he's watching his newfound parents kiss over the dead body of like some special effects guy.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what the fuck is this film?
I know, because like Glenn cannot really handle violence and he's freaked out by it all. And he's just kind of like, oh, this is wrong. No time for that, because Jennifer Tilly's going to come in looking for a chocolate bar.
Yes, because she hid her chocolate bar from her assistant in the Chucky doll's dungarees when she was on set earlier. Very clever. She's having a stressful day because she's realised she's got to fuck Red Man to like get this part of the Virgin
she
Mary.
She needs to get her blood sugar up for that.
Yeah, exactly. So she comes looking for the chocolate bar, and then she sees the severed head on the floor of the special effects guy, and she's like, ha, this is a really good special effect. I'm going to give it a great big snog. And then in snogging it, she realises that something is askew, has a bit of a scream, cut to police sirens wailing.
Oh, yeah. Well, during this, when Jennifer Tilly's walking in, Tiffany is like, oh, it's Jennifer Tilly. And it all gets very meta. And Chucky's kind of like, oh, my God, but that voice. And
he's
like,
it's so annoying.
And he's like, she sounds like an angel. Jennifer Tilly, she's like, oh my God, I've got to get out of here. She goes and gets in her limo. The press are kind of like, tell us about the murder, Mrs. Tilly. Tell us about the murder. How much weight do you really weigh? And like, they're just like, they're being real dicks to her. And
there's this really good bit with John Waters.
Yeah.
So if you don't know, John Waters is principally a director. He made Pink Flamingos and Female Trouble and Crybaby and
Hairspray
and Desperate Living and a bunch of great movies. Really, he's known as mainly a comedy slash punk art movie guy, but like his whole thing is just like shock and trash.
Yeah.
Not normally an actor. And he's in this and he's like super like tabloid paparazzi journalist guy whose name is P. Peters.
Oh, nice.
P. Peters is a great name. And he pops up and he's like, what was the murder scene like? Like camera like right in Jennifer Tilly's face. What was the murder scene like? And she goes, hey, what would you want me to draw you a picture? And he's like, somebody get Jennifer Tilly a pen and paper, quick.
Yeah.
Fucking great line.
He's great. He's in it more than I thought he was. I thought he was just going to be in it for like one scene as a kind of like walk-on cameo where he just looks to the camera and raises an eyebrow. But no, he's in it quite a bit as this like this paparazzo guy.
Yeah.
Jennifer Tilly's like, oh, get past the paparazzi. Get in my limo with her limo driver that she's kind of having a thing with.
Well, his name is Stan. Mm. And we see him before she gets in the car. He's working up the courage to tell Jennifer Tilly what we've all thought about telling Jennifer Tilly from one time or another. Jennifer Tilly, I love you. Her limo driver's working up his courage. And I'm like, I feel you, buddy. I feel you. And then she gets in the car and he can't say it. He can't do it. He's just like, where to, Miss Tilly?
Yeah. I just want to cut back to something that John Waters does.
Oh, please do.
Which is then something that pretty much everyone does in the film after this point. He doesn't call Red Man Red Man. He says, like, is it true you're making a film with Redman?
Yes, I know. And even Jennifer Tilly says it, though, Redman.
Yeah.
And that is hilarious because you know that Redman signed off on that.
Yes.
That's funny.
Yeah, it is funny. And so then we've got in the back of the limo, Chucky and his family have stowed away and they're hatching this plan. It's like, well, this is perfect. I'm going to be Jennifer Tilly. You're going to be Redman. Yes.
So this is the big thing because they don't want to stay dolls. What they want to do is they want to be a real family. So they're looking to transfer their souls into human bodies. And this, just like Tom's saying. So,
and they're like, this is great. We can be stars
because Tiffany loves Jennifer Tilly, as we all do.
Yeah.
So she's like, I'm going to transfer myself into Jennifer Tilly. Chucky, you can transfer yourself into Redman, which is amazing.
Yeah, but what about Glenn?
What about Glenn? Because they have this debate, because the Glenn doll is not anatomically correct.
Yeah.
This comes up a lot. And Chucky is like, I'm going to name you Glenn. And then Tiffany's like, well, why would you do that? She's obviously a girl. I think we should name her Glenda.
Which is a super sick reference to Edward!
Yes! Oh, there's no hope for us. Is
that true? Not at all. It is a miracle that we're married.
Which is interesting.
Yeah, like famous B-movie about...
a transvestite.
Yes, yes.
Which Edward was, and was loosely based on Edward's own life.
Yeah, and throughout the film we get this thing where it's like, are you Glenn or are you Glenda? They can't really decide. It's like, we've got this, like, gender-fluid doll in this slasher goofball mania film. What is happening? And also, like,
it's such a huge subject to tackle. And,
but could you imagine if this was made today? Because obviously, like, trans and gender is, like, a much more prominent talking point. This would be a completely different kind of...
This is the thing.
You couldn't make this film now because you couldn't be as trashy with it.
This is what's so interesting. You're totally right. And I'm not necessarily saying that the way the movie handles this subject is perfect. There's definitely parts of the film where I'm like, oh no, they actually need to not be doing what they're doing. But there's other points where it's genuinely handled really sympathetically, like Glenn / Glenda's like struggle, I suppose, of not knowing which role to conform to.
And Tiffany is this very support is more supportive, whereas like Chucky is like the blue collar kind of like, nah, he's a boy, and he's like, oh geez, like with all this kind
of, why are you dressing him in pink?
Yeah,
it's
very, very. That came out of nowhere
just
for me.
The ambition,
yeah.
I suppose. If nothing else, even if it's not handled as well as it should be, as it deserves to be, I think that you have to give Don Mancini, the director, some credit for just his ambition with tackling it, even if he maybe fucked it up.
Yeah.
A lot of directors would have just not tried.
Yeah. So the real question now is, like, they're like, well, what are we going to do? Because before we were just looking for, well, the last one we were looking for two bodies for us to get into. What do we do with our kid? And this is where, like, some of, like, the rules of things get a little bit sticky, because Tiffany is like, oh, no, you deserve to be, like, you know, to be a real child. And but rather than do what Chucky was trying to do in the first three films, is be like, I'm going to get a small child and I'm going to Dembala transfer my consciousness into that child. Like, Tiffany is like, no, you need to be transferred into a baby, even though you've been, like, alive for, you know, you're like a small child now.
It's been 6 years since the last film.
Yeah. But same time, Tiffany does not want to get pregnant again. She's like, no, I'm not going to get pregnant. What we need is a surrogate. So we need to get Jennifer Tilly to have a baby, and then once the baby is out, then I can transfer my consciousness into Jennifer Tilly, and then we can transfer Glenn or Glenda's consciousness into the baby. You got that? It doesn't make a fucking bit of sense. Like,
especially because that because Jennifer Tilly is on her way to go and fuck Redman so that she can play the Virgin Mary in his Bible epic.
Oh, God, yes.
That also doesn't make any sense. But on top of that, Chucky's like, well, okay, but I don't want Redman to fuck Jennifer Tilly until I'm in his body and you're in her body. So let's artificially inseminate her.
Yes.
And then we'll fuck.
Yes. Oh, yes. So it's not even... it's not even like, oh, we'll transfer your consciousness into a baby. Like, the baby will actually be genetically or biologically at least Chucky's.
Yes.
What is going on here?
I don't know, I am on the edge of my seat.
And then it just creates the caper of all capers, which is two miniature murder dolls trying to artificially inseminate Hollywood actress Jennifer Tilly.
Oscar nominee Jennifer Tilly.
And oh my, it goes there.
Okay, so hold up there. We have a thing. We're going long on this episode. We've got a lot to talk about. So what we're going to do is we're splitting it into two. You can stop here if you want. You can come back later and listen to part two, which should already be available on your feed. Tom, anything to say at this incredibly exciting interval?
No.
All right. Go check out the feed. Listen to part two when you can.